Wow, what a week. Wimbledon, plenty of controversy coming from it. Obviously, our men right at the pointy end of all of that, Bernard Tomic and Nick Kyrgios, and a man who's been there courtside calling all the action for Fox Sports throughout the opening days of Wimbledon, and he's also our Davis Cup captain, is Wally Masur, who joins us on the line. G'day, Wally.
Yeah, guys, I'm starting to think that the two roles are mutually exclusive. I mean, Davis Cup captain and Fox Sports commentator, it was not easy.
No, because I guess you've got your commentator's hat where you've got to be critical, and then, of course, you've got to try and massage these players as Davis Cup captain. Is that hard?
I suppose, look, to be honest, there's only one truth, and the fact of the matter, Nick had done some things on court, and everybody saw that, and that sort of polarised opinion. There was also some rumours that he was never going to play Davis Cup, but that just wasn't true. So it was easy for me to refute that. So it was kind of simple in a way. But I guess the shame of it was the Australian tennis is actually going really well at the moment. Our boys are playing well and the girls are having some good results. It was just a shame that we couldn't be talking about the tennis. It was all the other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems, or it might seem, that we're reading a couple of things that a day or two after what happened for Nick in that game against Gasquet, he's regretting it.
I guess, look, you know, I've got Nick's pretty emotional, you know. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He's pretty candid in the press conferences. He might be a bit more wary in the future because obviously over here there's the British tabloid press as well, and they kind of went him a little bit in the press conference, and I'm not sure he was quite ready for it. And really the people around him should have made him aware that, you know, after a bit of controversy on court, you know, they're going to go after you in the press. And he bit.
Yeah.
So it's a learning curve for him. And I try to say to people too, if you look at... say Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray, it took them a couple of years just to really kind of get it all together. We all knew that they were potential Grand Slam winners, but unlike Rafa and Roger, who just seemed to be born into it and just had the head for it from day one, those other guys took a while. There was a bit of controversy, you know, particularly around Novak. But he got there in the end. I think Nick will get there in the end, but I do think the next coach that he appoints... is an important one. I think these next 2 years for him are still about learning and developing. And I think that role will be very important in helping him do that.
Wally, I know you'd be getting a vibe about what's happening back home regarding Nick, but certainly from our talkback callers, he's losing the support of the Australian public. And this latest incident, the tanking thing, is just so un-Aussie-like that sort of has pushed them over the brink, including myself. I couldn't believe what I saw, really.
It's interesting. There's a quote from Roger Federer, because they actually asked Roger Federer about it in the interview, and I think, look, it's probably hard to explain, and you're going to say, well, Wally Masur's being an apologist because he's the Davis Cup captain, but what you're actually looking at was a guy whose head was spinning because he was up a break in the first set, and he then went on to lose his serve twice to lose the set. So here's a guy, Nick was thinking that he can win this match. He's executing poorly. He's letting it slip through his fingers. And he's getting increasingly worked up. I would describe it that he was on the court physically, but his mind, if you went to talk to him, you would have a 1,000-yard stare. He was all over the place emotionally. He let one game slide. There's no doubt about that. But look, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to look at it in the context of the match. He had two... set points in the fourth set to take it to a fifth. So he did get it back together. Tennis is a bit of a roller coaster ride. Best of five set tennis, look, there's a lot of ebbs and flows. But ultimately, look, Gasquet was too good in the end. He made a lot of balls. He didn't make too many unforced errors. But it's a shame. I still think that, you know, as I said, I'd rather be talking about the tennis than all the controversy.
Sure.
But hey, people on social media or however they're venting their opinions, they're entitled to that opinion, and that's how it is, I guess.
Wally, you mentioned coach and how important that is. We talked to Roger Rashid as our expert, and we know he's just split with Dimitrov.
No,
do you think he's a chance?
No expert, come on. I actually think Roger would be good. Yeah, I do. I think Roger's got a good personality. I think he and Nick would hit it off. Roger takes his players along for the ride. Look, he works them really hard. There's no doubt about that. He's a real sort of disciplinarian. He's a bit old school in that sense. Nick would be one of the younger players that he has taken on, so he'd have to be a bit wary about that because Nick's still got, you know, 2 or 3 years of physical development to go. He's only really just stopped growing. So I do think Roger would be very good, and that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But ultimately, tennis players hire their coach. It'll be Nick's decision. I'm sure... along with the parents and the people around him and the people that he really trusts, he'll make that. But I do believe it's a very important decision.
So do both Kyrgios and Tomic, Wally, do they both need a wake-up call, or that phone booth conversation, we call it, to say, you know, I mean, who's going to turn them around? Is that, can you do that? Can someone else do that? Or do they want that to happen?
I think you've got to look at it also, too, as this week, for Nick, upon reflection, maybe in a month's time, he'll probably look back at this week and form some of opinions of, you know, what parts of it he might have done differently. It's, as I say, it's all a bit of a learning curve. Nick's actually just had 3 months on the road. That's the longest spell he's ever had playing matches. So whilst he's an awfully good player, it's all new territory for him. And I sort of spoke, we had an interview with him on Fox, and we were just talking about the likes of the top four in the men, for example, who've been so good over the last decade. You play a match, that's 3 hours out of 24 hours in a day. It's all the other stuff that you've really got to get on top of. The press, the attention, the public attention, just how you look after yourself, the rehabilitation that you go through post-match, the warm-up pre-match. All of these things, I think Nick is still fine-tuning. So I think there's a lot to it, and I really do think it's going to take 2 or 3 years before we see the absolute best of Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, Wally, we better ask about Wimbledon and what's going on. who's winning the men's? We're down to the quarterfinals, of course. And Djokovic, he had a bit of a struggle getting through.
Yeah, look, I think Murray for me. I'll say Murray. Djokovic was, he was lucky. Kevin Anderson, it was like a one-set sprint against Kevin Anderson. That's not easy. So I think Murray would be my favourite. In the women, I'll probably lean towards Serena. Do not discount Roger Federer. He is really quite incredible. At 33 years of age, he's seeded two here, and he's still absolutely at the top of his game. But I kind of think Murray.
Yeah. Andy Murray for you. All right. Well, there's a little bit of an upset. Our listeners will love that. And just one quick one. Nick still plays Davis Cup for you, doesn't he? So
Yes.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Wally. We do thank you very much. We've enjoyed your commentary from Wimbledon. We've loved our chat this morning as well. And I guess keep the controversy rolling.
Yeah. I mean, the media love it. And look, and make no mistake. It is interesting because the media, they absolutely love it. They're on fire over here. Yeah. Nick is huge. I'm telling you. And part of it is the all the controversy that surrounds his match. So it kind of works both ways. And at the end of the day, you've got to ask yourself, is it good for tennis? Well, I think you look at McEnroe at the early days of his career, there was a fair bit of controversy. Now he's universally loved. He's like like a deity when he walks through the ground. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks, Wally.
See you guys.
Take care. Wally Masur there.